Hey everyone, happy Monday. It's E, and welcome to another episode of Monday Meditations. Today we're going to be meditating on how merciful our God is. We can see His mercy throughout the entire Bible and even in our day-to-day lives, and it is a constant and beautiful reminder of how deeply loved we are. To be merciful is to give abounding grace and be full of forgiveness. And God expresses His mercy to us through His love for us, because the two, love and mercy, have an inseparable bond. There have been countless times in my life where I have seen God pour out His mercy all over my life when I know that I do not deserve it. First and foremost, the most precious example is God sending His one and only Son to die on the cross for our sins and forgive us all of our wrongdoings. Another time where I see God's mercy on display is when He hears our prayers and when we cry out to Him and He answers them. And sometimes we might not like the answer that He gives us. Sometimes we do. Other times it might take a little bit longer to have those prayers answered. And that's okay, that we're not in a rush. We're not, in God's mercy and God's grace and God's love, it's all in His timing. God has a special plan designed for each and every one of us. And nothing comes to us a second too soon or a second too late, because it's all according to His divine timing and will. You have to trust that. You always want to be in a jet stream of God's will. His love for us is so great, and He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. Let me say that a little differently. He will never leave you, and He will never forsake you. I pray that we can live each day always remembering how merciful our God is, and let that be an encouragement to us. So let's take a deep breath, posture our hearts to reflect our merciful God, and let's dive into the Word. Luke chapter 6, verse 36. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. James chapter 3, verse 17. But the winsome from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. Matthew chapter 5, verses 6 through 7. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Luke chapter 6, verse 35. But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. Exodus chapter 34, verse 6. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Psalm chapter 103, verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. But I say to you, love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you. Luke chapter 6, verse 23. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven, for that is how their ancestors treated the prophets. Psalm chapter 103, verse 10. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. Matthew chapter 9, verse 13. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and do not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but the sinners. Luke chapter 6, verse 33. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. You guys are loved. Go rise up. Thanks for joining us today. I hope that these words encouraged and challenged you and postured your heart for the rest of the week ahead. If you have a minute, go to the subscribe and review section of this podcast and leave us a word or a Bible verse that you've been carrying in your heart throughout the week that really just keeps you encouraged and motivated. I want to make this podcast review space that added bookmark for the simple reminder that we're all in this together and that God's got this. Feel free to share this episode with your friends, family, or on social media. And for more information on Proclaim Streetwear and to read the Bible in a year with us at Bible in 365, please click the links below. We're so grateful to have you join us right here every Monday on Midweek Rise Up Monday Meditations.